You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New body cam video shows the moment that police officers arrested the 58-year-old man who they say waited 12 hours on Donald Trump's Florida golf course before he was caught. Trump's friend, real estate developer Steve Witkoff, was golfing with the former president that day.
We're on the fifth green, and I heard the first shot. I was, I don't know, maybe 5 or 10 yards away from him. We were in a tight bunch group. I saw the Secret Service do exactly what they're supposed to do, which was get right on top of the president.
It was the second attempt on Trump's life in 9 weeks. Sean Diddy Combs has been arrested in New York. The grand jury indictment against him to be unsealed in court in a short time from now. Diddy's homes in Los Angeles and Miami were raided over the past several months amid accusations of abuse. With flames shooting into the air, a pipeline fire in the Houston area has led to evacuations and power shutoffs. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new survey says Wisconsin's child care centers need more staff. The State Department of Children and Families research shows about 60% of providers have staff shortages. Providers would be able to serve as many as 33,000 more kids if they were at full capacity. A Wisconsin program is doing its part to help food insecurity and small farmers. Forrest Humphrey is with the local Food Purchase Assistance Program. He says participating growers prioritize sustainable farming.
We have producers who are providing some really, really high-quality grass-fed beef into the program. And the reason that they're able to do that is because they have, you know, a really sophisticated managed grazing setup.
The program gives grants to farmers who set aside some of their fresh produce for food pantries. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today is National Voter Registration Day. Pester the people in your lives who haven't voted before. Get them on board. Young people in your family who will be 18 by Election Day, or maybe somebody who moved and isn't registered to vote in Wisconsin yet. Data shows we're getting an increase of young people registering to vote, but not as many as we saw in 2020. Here in the city of Madison, there are tons of registration events throughout the day at community centers, food pantries, even restaurants, and at pretty much every library across town. Remember to register, you'll need ID and proof of address, so your driver's license or passport, and a utility bill or bank statement from the last 90 days. There are lots of other things you can use as proof of address. Just go to myvote.wi.gov. If registering today doesn't work for you, you can register Saturday at libraries around the city. The fall ballot contains everything from the presidential race to Dane County Executive. The election is November 5th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Milwaukee's homestand is off to a good start. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers got two home runs from Willy Adames and took down Philadelphia 6-2 on Monday. With the win, the Brewers can clinch a division title and a playoff berth Tuesday with a win and a Chicago Cubs loss. Milwaukee gets the Phillies again this afternoon in Game 2 of a 7-game homestand that also includes Arizona. Quarterbacks in the state of Wisconsin have had some misfortune this fall. Badgers QB Tyler Van Dyke will miss the rest of the season after tearing his ACL in Saturday's loss to Alabama. Braden Locke will take over behind center for Wisconsin. The Badgers are off until a week from Saturday when they take on USC. The injury bug bit the Packers last week when Jordan Love was hurt late in the season opening loss to the Eagles and then missed Sunday's game with the Colts. Coach Matt LaFleur said that his return will strictly be a medical decision and that Love can play even without practicing this week, although he prefer Love get in some work. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusca with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 87. For tonight, clear with a low of 52. Sunny, 86 for Wednesday. Back to the upper 80s, sunshine on Thursday. Chance of showers and storms by Thursday night. Storms could linger into Friday with a high near 86.
Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our statewide Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest continues, and we debut a completely legitimate and totally real new attack ad. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
So he's defaulting at what's something that's very normal for him. Racism and bigotry. Number two, it also shines a light on his ideology and the way he would govern. He is someone who I believe is a neo-fascist, and when we look at Project 2025, it shows us that right there. And part of that ideology is picking groups of marginalized communities, minority groups, and blaming the issues of the country on those people. We've seen tyrants and dictators and the worst leaders in the history of humanity do similar things. And he has chosen Haitian Americans now to go after.
Thank you. Maxwell, Representative Maxwell Frost of the great state of Florida. I'm sorry. Could I have my apology music? The Stephanie Miller Show would like to issue a correction for...
Stephanie Miller, what did you do now?
Paul, yeah, what did you do now? I believe it was Jason Miller that was responsible for the abortion pill and his mistress's smoothie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gorka is just someone Gorka. Else awful.
He's just Gorka.
Johnny McEntee, who disbelieves stories of women bleeding out. He's the one that was accused of domestic violence. Pardon me.
Right.
I'm sorry. The Stephanie Miller Show apologizes for confusing their horrible Trump misogynists. Which ones are the white beaters and which ones are the hypocrites on abortion? Okay.
Jason Miller looks nothing like Sebastian Gorka.
They don't look anything alike.
I misspoke. And I apologize. Okay. I will never confuse my misogynists again. I need a love story now. Kate
okay.
in Myrtle Beach. A true fan story, Chris.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
My 9-year-old grandson was visiting. He was sitting next to me on the couch as I was scrolling around YouTube. A video popped up. Trump's voice filled the room. I said mostly to myself, I really hate his voice. The very wise grandson said, me too. Are you a Stephanie Miller fan? Thank you for all you do. I will see you in Durham. I have meet and grope. Yay!
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 Very excited about Durham. My big sisters are going to be there. Rocky Mountain. Mike, it's like home family week.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Shirley in Virginia is going to be there.
What?
Hi, Shirley. Hello.
Oh, hi, Steph.
Hi.
How are you, love?
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just calling. I've got tickets for Durham. So I'm excited.
Nice.
And I was in Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
So, And I'll be in D.C.
Yay! For Kamala Harris's inauguration.
Durham.
Yeah.
Yes. For D.C., make sure you have a hotel.
Yeah, get it now.
Yeah, get your hotel now.
Because that's also inauguration weekend.
Oh, hell. Thank you for reminding me that.
Yeah.
She lives in Virginia, so she could probably just drive in.
Yeah.
It's not that far.
She could be living in Roanoke.
No,
that's a long drive.
I live in Virginia, but it's a 200 32 miles.
Oh, that's
trip.
A drive.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I do it almost every day.
Oh my god. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you. I got a big hug for you. And the show's all different now. Oh my god. Atlanta was 11 billion years ago.
They're always different.
They are.
They're always different.
Thank
love.
You. Thank you, sweetheart. I'll
God
see you
bless.
Saturday. Mwah. Love you. Yay. And then the inauguration show. I mean.
What?
Okay. Joe Scarborough dismissed J.D. Vance's calls for liberals to tone down the rhetoric as gaslighting that was barely even worth responding to. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I get it that then the media feels like they have to cover it like there is any kind of equivalence. Right?
Right.
Vance observed that Trump had faced two assassination attempts by white Republicans in recent months and that no one has tried to kill Kamala Harris, saying this is evidence that on the left needs to tone down the rhetoric. He urged liberals to cut this crap out before someone gets hurt.
Mm.
Does he have an I'm with stupid t-shirt when he stands next to orange? Okay. Mika Brzezinski read Trump's social media post where he said Biden and Harris are pushing communist left rhetoric. Joe Scarborough said this is what you would call gaslighting.
Yep.
He read from Peter Baker's piece, Trump seems to inspire people to make threats or take actions both for him and against him. He has long favored the language of violence in political discourse. He went on to list Trump's calls to violence against hecklers at his rally, jokes about the near-fatal attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband, the January 6th Capitol riots. That's what I mean. You can't even off the top of your head think of all of them, mm-hmm. right? Suggesting I should be Peter Baker, suggesting I should be executed after he was angry at my COVID reporting, which was basically just reading his quotes over a period of 6 month time, agreeing Liz Cheney should be set before a military tribunal because she endorsed Harris, suggesting violence should be done to others, his supporters suggesting the hosts of the ABC debate should be imprisoned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the real introduction to violent rhetoric in America and presidential campaigns has been unprecedented since Trump first came onto the scene in 2016. Yeah, it is new, and he basically started this.
Yep.
Okay, Secretary Buttigieg, again.
So what he wants us talking about is whatever crazy nonsense he can thrust into the center of the internet and the media conversation, which this week happens to be the stuff about eating cats or dogs or geese or whatever.
So you think it's just a distraction technique?
Yeah, I mean, but it's one that isn't harmless, right? It's affecting this community, and it contributes to this bigger picture of demonizing immigrants. But again, this is strategic. I don't give him credit for much, but whether it's this, whether it's blurting out a racist remark in a auditorium full of black journalists, as he did a few weeks ago, whether it's choosing 9/11 of all days to invite a 9/11 truther who said it was an inside job with him, right?
Yep. So Trump troughed, the bullets are flying, it's only going to get worse. Okay, once again, mainstream media, how about you ask him or any Republican that these are two white Republicans
yes.
that are behind these.
Mm-hmm.
He troughed. The rhetoric lies is exemplified by the false statements made by Comrade Kamala Harris during the rigged and highly partisan ABC debate. That's so weird. The one that he won overwhelmingly,
yeah.
he says.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep. Still seems to be stuck on that. And all of the ridiculous lawsuits specifically designed to inflict damage on Joe's then Kamala's political opponent, me. I'm glad that he always clarifies that.
Who that is.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's taken politics in our country to a whole new level of hatred.
Oh, boy.
Abuse and mistrust because of this communist left rhetoric.
Oh,
the bullets
God.
Are flying, and it'll only get worse. All right, and then we go into caps lock for several pages. So, yes, Joey?
Does he still think that the communist line is going to work with anybody under the age of 60?
Right. And how is that not rhetoric calling her the enemy within?
Right.
How is that not putting a target on her?
Exactly.
Isn't he the one that's on Russia's side in the Russian-Ukraine war?
If anybody's a communist, it's...
Right.
And by the way, what was her rhetoric when this happened? I'm glad that
he's okay.
President Trump is safe.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know Joe Biden called him?
Yeah, of course he did.
See if he was okay?
Yes.
Really? They talked to
each other?
Said
it was very cordial and he appreciated the president calling because he's a class act. One last. Secretary Buttigieg.
All of these things are to a purpose, and the purpose is to do something so outrageous that we have to talk about it, that journalists have to go in if for no other reason than to run it down and debunk it when it's false, right. And to try to suck up all the oxygen into that so that we're not talking about his profoundly unpopular policy agenda, Project 2025, and all of the failures of his actual time in office.
Here's also, I always say, history of our time is going to be written. These profiles in cowardice that the Republican yep. Party are, even the ones that are semi-sane mm-hmm. and semi... DeWine, who has debunked these ridiculous rumors.
DeWine debunked? About,
yes. DeWine debunked.
He's still voting for Donald,
like
though.
DeJoy, he still belongs.
In the jail?
No, not in jail. He's okay. just...
But DeJoy does.
It's just, yes. they won't, like, even the ones that... say what a clear and existential threat Donald Trump is to the United States and the world will not take the step of saying I'm voting for or endorsing Kamala Harris.
Right.
But so DeWine was so first of all, Trump promises, I mentioned, to initiate large deportations in the town, even though they're there legally under the temporary protected status. They were invited.
Mm-hmm.
So the anchor asked him, you have called the false claims ridiculous and said they need to stop. How dangerous are these lies? And do you place the blame on Trump and his running mate, J.D. Vance? DeWine dodged the question, mm-hmm. pivoted to immigration and the border, calling them legitimate issues and saying, look, I'm not here to place blame. I mean, this is the stupid dance Republicans have
yep.
to do.
Yep.
When he knows that Trump and Vance are putting targets yep. on his constituents' backs
yep.
who are there legally. You know what I need? I need some Hillary Clinton.
All right.
Injected directly into my veins from the Matto interview.
The late, great journalist Harry Evans one time said that journalists should really try to achieve objectivity. And by that, he said they should cover the object. The object in this case is Donald Trump, his demagoguery, mm-hmm. his danger to mm-hmm. our country and the world, and stick with it. They were merciless about what they saw as President Biden's problems in the debate and calling for him to withdraw. I believe Donald Trump has disqualified himself over and over again to be a presidential candidate, let alone a president.
Amen, lady.
Are you okay?
That's the I will die mad about 2016 sound.
Are you going to explode?
Yes, because my wardrobe decision this morning, whether she was right about everything or I will die mad shirt. Maybe I'll change.
Like I do at parties.
Yeah, exactly. Ken in Phoenix, hello.
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 Yeah, as I said to your screen, do I have to speak with the on Stephanie Miller show? And no, being a gay man, it narrows it down to Chris, since you're pimping him out. Anyway, I called to talk about I don't know if I want to hear, isn't it ironic or right-wing hypocrite.
Okay.
Remember during the pandemic, it was my body, my choice.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that.
But I guess it doesn't apply to women. It doesn't apply to women
I'm going to deem that a yes.
Of right-wing hypocrite.
I chose for you, Ken. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue.
Hey there. I'm glad you got the Jason Miller correction. But, you know, he's really just a spokesman. He's just a MAGA moron who does whatever he's parroted and told to do. Johnny McEntee is actually vile and evil. This is the same guy who was using counterfeit money to throw at the homeless people so they could be arrested. This is the guy, yes, he's the anti-choice misogynistic pig. And right. he was Trump's body double, who is part of Project 2025. And he wants to run the Office of Personnel and Management, having no qualifications whatsoever, so he can purge the federal government of all non-Trump acolytes.
Yeah.
This guy is dangerous and yeah. has no. And why there hasn't been a full expose on him is he should have been indicted. He was part of the J6 conspiracy. The yeah. failures of media, the failures of the DOJ cannot be overstated.
Yeah. yeah. As Kamala Harris always says, we trust women. We yep. believe women. I mean, it's just that just when you think they can't alienate women anymore, him like trying to tell women what's happening to them is not happening to them. Because,
yes.
oh, little lady, you're mean hysterical. Tell that to Carmen Brewster.
Poor thing. She looks like she's about 21 years old, too. She's yeah. very young.
Yeah.
I had a 19-day miscarriage in Idaho because of the abortion regulations. I was turned away, not from one ER, but 2 ERs, technically 3, because I walked into one and they said they wouldn't help me and I had to walk out. On day 8, I went to the 3rd official ER that I got checked into, and I never did receive a DNC. They gave me 1 dose of pain medicine in 19 days. I continued to suffer exponentially for the next 11 days. I blacked out in my hallway due to blood loss.
Yeah. And she has a child,
okay,
too.
How about that, Johnny? Is that good enough for you or no? Don't believe her?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go. One more.
Is it playing? It's not playing.
I developed a heart condition called AFib. It means my heart doesn't work right anymore. And so if I get excited, too hot, too much in pain, too traumatized, if somebody yells at me too much, my heart up. And so I have to regulate for my heart to keep active. Otherwise, I could have a heart attack and die. I have to deal with these side effects for the rest of my life because of abortion laws. And I can't control other people's actions. I can only control what I can do. But yeah, women are bleeding out in parking lots.
Yeah.
Oy, oy, oy.
And she's already a mother. She has a child, too.
Yeah. I thought she had 3 previous kids. Yeah. But anyway, it's just there's story after story like
it's
this. So it's just to add insult to injury to say I disbelieve those women now is... Okay. All right. Charlie Pierce is almost here, and then Steve Marmel for the hour, comedian extraordinaire, 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by My Morning Kick. People always ask why. Why so big? Because you have to hydrate, and I don't like regular water.
That's a big kick.
It's a morning kick.
Yeah.
It's mommy's morning medicine. Oh. See? There's an empty bottle of mommy's evening medicine next to it.
Uh-huh.
For display. Morning Kick is strawberry lemonade flavor. That's the key for me.
Well.
Because it tastes delicious. It's not one of those grassy, mossy drinks.
No, that's gross.
It's like you fell into your, you know, like your lawn and leaf bag.
And then started eating it.
This has 10 supplements in one. You don't have to worry about counting out pills. It has probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha for energy. It supports your gut health. Thank you. Nourishes your body. Boosts your energy. It has been a game changer for me. I am a hiker and a cyclist and a weightlifter. You name it. I am powered every day by Morning Kick. I love it, love it, love it. You will too. Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off. 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Wow. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent, and disease. Text fees may apply. Member of FDIC.
The station where the handbasket to hell leaves from. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you make qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's just
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. I got the eye of the tiger, the fire, dancing through the fire, 'cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion, 'cause I am
David and Ventura. Hi, David.
Hi, Stephanie. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah? Okay, cool. I was curious. Any word about how much the Trump campaign paid this Ralph character to hide out in the bushes for 12 hours with an assault rifle? I heard a half a mil.
No.
Some people say.
You know, this is what's hard. Yeah. Is that we live in a nation of conspiracy theorists now, and we just never have been.
Including the Republicans, running for White House.
But he's such a con man and a grifter. I get why half the world... Right. Everything about him is fake. You know, I'm going to assume it's more, you know, lax gun laws and mentally ill people. And also, I'm sorry, I don't even know what the percentage is. 99 point something are white Republican, white right-wing men.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay. Oh, I need some more. I need a fix. I need a Hillary Clinton fix. Thank
the you. Second thing, though, is that part of what Trump is counting on is for people to get desensitized. Oh my gosh, did you hear what he said yesterday? Did you hear who he attacked? Did you hear the viciousness? And it just like with a shrug, okay, fine, we're moving on. Americans need to understand that they have to take Trump both seriously and literally. He has said what he wants to do. He and his allies with Project 2025, his desire to be a dictator at least on day one, all of that is in the public record. And I believe that more Americans have to be willing to endure what frankly is discomforting and to some extent painful, to take him at his word and to be outraged by what he represents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, she talked about what we talked about yesterday. Elon Musk took him to task over his rotten and creepy post about impregnating Taylor Swift. Just when you think they can't get creepier.
It's gross.
It's gross.
She said, the host said, he would essentially have a baby with her or forcibly have a baby with her. Clinton said, yes, impregnate her, which, you know, is kind of another way of saying rape. Mm-hmm. She said, these so-called masters of the universe and the technology world, misogyny is such a part of their worldview. They gravitate toward toughness and brutality and machoism. And, you know, here's Taylor Swift, a self-made billionaire who brings joy to people, who imparts life lessons, particularly to girls and women, and they can't stand it.
Yep.
If anyone knows a thing or two about misogyny, it would be Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
All right, Charlie Pierce, next.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name will stay on November ballots in Wisconsin. A judge in Madison yesterday denied a request from the Kennedy campaign to take his name off. Kennedy is out of the race and endorsing Donald Trump. Kennedy's lawyer says he plans to appeal. 13% of Wisconsin children live in poverty. That's according to the Annie E. Casey Foundation. Lauren Relliford of the Children's Defense Fund says poverty is a toxic stress.
Children see their parents being stressed, and they take that on too. And so why are we allowing these children to grow up without the necessary resources they need?
Efforts to expand the federal child tax credit stalled recently in the U.S. Senate. Relliford says it could have lifted 400,000 children out of poverty nationwide. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The CDC says Wisconsin is showing high levels of COVID-19 activity in wastewater as hospitalizations and cases are increasing. The Wisconsin DHS encourages people to get vaccinated for COVID-19, the flu, and RSV. The DHS says respiratory viruses like these may cause mild sickness for some, but can be dangerous, even deadly, for older adults, infants, and people with underlying health risks. And the Team USA Paralympians are home, including some who came home right here to Wisconsin with new hardware. 24-year-old Talon Jordan is from Deerfield. He helped Team USA win their third straight gold medal for wheelchair basketball. That's the first ever three-peat in that category. He said he was wearing his gold medal at the airport before flying home, but ended up taking it off because so many people were stopping to congratulate him and ask for photos. The next qualifier for the Paralympic Games is in January, so soon he'll get back to work. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 87. For tonight, clear with a low of 52. Sunny, 86 for Wednesday. Back to the upper 80s, sunshine on Thursday. Chance of showers and storms by Thursday night. Storms could linger into Friday with a high near 86.
It's 64 at our studios.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show to discuss the Emmys. And I welcome comedian, TV host, and creator of the Travel Tales podcast, Mike Siegel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Us kids, buckle up.
side of this is that I do think more and more Americans are rejecting the kind of chaos that he represents. We can't go back. That's what the Harris campaign says all the time. We're not going back. We're not going back to what he failed to do to protect American lives during COVID. We're not going back to the romance with dictators that puts innocent lives at risk and America's security in danger. We can't go back and give this very dangerous man another chance to do harm to our country and the world.
Listen to her this time. Queen and always.
I like
forever
her.
Mistress of I Was Right. Pardon me?
I like her.
And of I Told You So.
Yes, exactly. There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Pierce. Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Hi, Charlie Pierce.
Good morning, all. Boy, Grandma's gonna cut a bitch, huh?
Yeah.
she's not messing around. I keep forgetting to tell you this. I have a real life Stephanie Miller story.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Well, please.
Do you remember? I did a segment al fresco from a graveyard once.
Yes, I remember that. Yes.
When I was out looking for an apartment.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, so that day, when I finished, doing the segment, I stood up from the tombstone I was sitting on, and behind me was a guy on a bicycle, leaning on another tombstone, and he said, "You're Charlie Pierce. I was just listening to you on the Stephanie Miller Show."
Oh, my God.
It was a graveyard smash.
It was a graveyard smash.
I was going to
say,
you were really doing a live shot. You were doing a dead shot.
I heard you.
You were doing a dead shot from the cemetery.
I get it.
On my show.
Not a live shot, a dead shot.
All right. Anyway, Charlie, hi.
I'm glad I finally told that story.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Wow,
thank
that's
you.
Cool.
That's fantastic. How many conversations can we have about the mainstream media? And here we go, right, where Trump's and Vance are all like, oh, it's left-wing rhetoric that's causing this, right? Apparently white Republican
yeah.
guys to attempt a whatever.
Can we please not treat this like it's equal to what happened in Pennsylvania?
Right.
Nobody shot a gun.
Right.
Except the cops, apparently.
Right.
And this guy's going to go to trial, mm-hmm. and he's going to testify, and everybody's going to see what a nut he is. Although, I'll be perfectly honest with you, I don't know what they can charge him with.
Right. That's what I said. The gun laws are so insane.
They can't charge him with a gun violation.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They can't charge him with, as near as I can tell, unless they completely stretch the law. Because it was a former president or something.
Yeah.
They can't charge him with a gun crime in Florida.
Charlie.
They can't charge him federally, I don't think.
Yeah. Here's the nice thing about you. You have as the official historian of the Stephanie Miller Show, you have a long-term memory. Because we just keep saying, imagine if it was a black Haitian
right.
tried to either shot at or tried to shoot at Trump. I mean, I think because of Laura Loomer and the 9/11 truther stuff, I mean, I got re-angry about all that, Charlie. And I'm like, can you imagine if it was a Democrat that 9/11, it happened on their watch? What they would...
I don't know that it would have happened on Al Gore's watch.
No, Al Gore would have paid attention to the warnings.
Yeah, exactly. He would have read the presidential daily briefs. He probably memorized them, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
But if it had been, they'd have impeached him by Christmas that year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean,
there's no question in my mind that they would have.
You tweeted, "I got my first fundraising email off the gunman from the former president at 4:06 this afternoon. Rapid response." Mm-hmm. That's the only thing they have.
That was amazing. Mm-hmm. That was the I'm well and I'm strong and I'm still fighting for you.
Yeah.
Because the guy who was 500 yards from me and never fired a shot got busted. Okay.
Yeah.
Apparently he got a little fussy with the Secret Service because they wouldn't let him finish his round.
Oh, God.
Of course.
God, what they were saying.
Apparently, he had invested in some very high high-level cheating, and he didn't want it to go to waste.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So even for this news cycle, it is extraordinary that J.D. Vance admitted, basically, that they made up these stories. And you just said the greasy gobshite is about a day away from saying, hey, even Jesus used parables. I mean, he absolutely said we have to create stories so the media pays attention, right?
Yeah, we have to create fairy tales so the media will pay attention. The problem is he's not altogether wrong.
Wow.
The media will pay attention.
But the media did pay attention.
By the way, you retweeted, though, I hadn't seen this, Charlie. You retweeted, the Ohio Division of Wildlife tells TMZ the real deal behind the viral pic. The guy was actually picking up two geese that were hit in a Columbus car accident. And by the way, that's about 45 minutes from Springfield. And you said the sheep are still braying about this, however. They just double and quadruple down on any lie they tell, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, and the sheep will believe anything at this point.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's where we are. By the way, not that Jody Hamilton knows anything about comedy gems.
No, I
but
don't.
You tweeted Jean Smart is a comedy gem,
she
which
is.
I could not more strongly agree with. She's wonderful. God, I love Hack so much.
I am so happy for her, and I'm so happy for that show.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they did rob America's Sweetheart, Carol Burnett.
I did not realize that the second lead in that show is Lorraine Newman's daughter.
Yes, Hannah Einbender. Yeah, she's fantastic.
Yeah, they're terrific together.
Yeah, I have never seen her stand up, but I'm gonna go watch her stand up because she's great on that show.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
I got a serious crush on Jean Smart during Designing Women.
Yeah,
she was great on that.
I thought her character was wonderful.
She was also great in Fargo. The TV series on FX.
Oh, I didn't see that.
No.
She was great in my sign language class.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, and then, you know, her husband died a couple years ago suddenly. And, you know, it's just, I'm just really happy.
Yeah. I feel like morning radio. I feel like it's
our Emmy talk.
It's like living in
our Emmy talk because Carol Burnett.
I'm talking
Carol
now.
Burnett got robbed and stolen and rigged.
Yeah.
Okay, my turn. I feel like morning radio. I feel like morning radio is like living in a time capsule, isn't it, Jody? Which I don't. I woke up and I don't know what any of those shows are because I'm not up that late. I was like,
that's what streaming is for, Stephanie.
Oh, is it?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Martin County Sheriff, whoever that guy is, openly suggested the possibility of a broader conspiracy in a press conference discussing the capture of Ryan Wesley Roth. The would-be assailant, he said, does a guy from not here, how does he get all the way to Trump International, realize the president, former president, is golfing and able to get in that vicinity? I think that's a question the FBI and Secret Service are laser focused on. He continued before speculating the possibility of something more nefarious, or in his words, ominous. He said, is this guy part of a conspiracy?
No,
is he a lone gunman?
Not. He's not.
No.
If he's part of a conspiracy, that whole thing takes on a very ominous tone. It's clear the sheriff was saying this based on no knowledge, but I just feel that when did the entire country become conspiracy theorists?
Yeah, well, I'm a conspiracy nut, okay? I admit it proudly. This one doesn't pass the laugh test.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy camped outside 500 feet. 500 yards away from anything he could do damage to, you know, for 12 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That
I mean, this guy might just be like a homeless dude, you know, finding a place to camp.
Yeah, I know. Who knows? Trump could respond to the recent apparent attempt to assassinate him by becoming more extreme. Oh, really? A new political analysis says, in the days after narrowly cheating death or serious injury in Pennsylvania when a bullet grazed his ear. We don't even know.
We don't even know that.
Trump seemed chastened, but ever since he has returned to his rambunctious self, and if anything, his rhetoric has become even more extreme. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's the one.
When did he seem chastened? How long did that take?
In blaming Kamala Harris for this, he called her the enemy within. Well, how does that not put a target on her in the same sentence where he's trying to blame her, right?
Right. But I'm trying to remember when he acted chastened. after the after the exploding podium got him. You know, I mean, he stood up and, you know, shook his fist and yelled, "Fight! Fight! 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 Fight!" That's not really like chasing.
No. Yeah. Oh, God. Speaking of sheriffs, the sheriff of an Ohio county recently asked his followers on Facebook to keep track of people in their neighborhoods who are openly supporting Vice President Harris's campaign. When people ask me what's going to happen if the flip-flopping laughing hyena wins, he writes, I say, write down all the addresses of the people who had her signs in their yard. So when the illegal human locust, which she supports, need places to live, we'll already have the addresses of their new families who supported their arrival. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is, you know, I guess like we feel a little bubbly here in L.A., but I mean, we get letters all the time and calls from people that are scared where they live to express support for their candidate of choice.
Well, if I'm a Haitian migrant in Springfield, Ohio, I'm digging a bunker.
Yeah.
Because this is
so bad for
me. I mean, this is way out of hand. I mean, I really feel bad for that mayor because he didn't ask for this.
No, he did not.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a MAGA guy. He didn't ask for this 10,000-pound anvil to be dropped on his head.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. How do
he should call? Actually, he should call Sherrod Brown.
They know people love their pets, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a dove-loving liberal, and if someone harmed my buddy and Clyde, right? I'm like, I'm Sarah Connor in Terminator.
Yeah, yes.
I'm getting a bazooka. I mean, so they know what they're doing. They're provoking people, saying they are harming.
Yep.
You know, you're because for many of us, they're not like our children. They're our children. So it's just a. Anyway, and it's just a spectacle and racist.
They're also using the new people have come to our country and they have strange habits.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, which has been a go-to play for nativists for hundreds of years.
Yeah. Oh, please.
I mean, this is what got the Ursuline Convent burned in Boston.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Spreading disease is right out of the Holocaust.
I mean,
it's, you know, at least they can try to be creative.
J.D. Vance brought out the AIDS card on Haitians, which I thought had been, you know, debunked 30 years ago.
Thank you. That's what I said when I first heard it. I'm like, is that the old 80s thing? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Despicable. All right. We love you, Charlie Pierce. See you next week.
I didn't mean for this to get quite so grim. That's why I let off with my real life Stephanie Miller story.
And then we went downhill from there. Thank you, Charlie.
Okay. All right, everybody, have a good time. Hey, have a good time in Durham.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, once again, Jody Hamilton's Prescience. It is precious and prescient that she has been using Credo Mobile for 20 years. And she is also my precious, and I mean that in a super creepy way.
Yeah, it is
like,
really
I would
weird.
Just sit
Stop
around
saying
and,
that.
I would sit around and pet her hair all day if she would let me.
No. I need to sit farther away soon.
Pretty.
I can go to the old station where Travis used to be to answer phones.
Maybe no, that doesn't work anymore. You need to be right near me. Because then I'll make better decisions like Credo Mobile. I didn't know. But the minute we started, they became a sponsor. Jody's like, I know. I've been using them for 20 years.
Jody could have told you 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Well I didn't know her 20 years ago.
Okay.
She seemed really happy about that. Celebrating her step-free years. Before this whole nightmare began.
Yeah, before the hair petting started.
I'm not doing it yet. I just want to. It's aspirational. Okay, my point is they're the America's progressive phone company. Don't you back away from me. They donate millions to all the progressive causes we love that, like Sexy Liberal Tour has been given to for years.
Oh, yeah.
Join Credo Mobile. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and switching easy peasy. Bring your phone. Bring your current number. Go to CredoMobile.com. For back to school, they'll give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring your phone to them. And Credo will donate $50 to Donors Choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them. Art supplies, technology, diverse books. CredoMobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
Are you having a party or something?
Non-stop.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do Do you love food but feel like it doesn't love you back? Maybe you've noticed an increase in gas, bloating, and digestion lately. Are you worried the only solution is to make big changes to your diet? What if there's an easier way? With Just Thrive Probiotic, you can finally break through from the cycle of discomfort and take back control. Just Thrive's breakthrough formula is clinically proven to help you beat digestive issues. And Just Thrive's award-winning formula has 1,000 times better survivability. You can sprinkle it into any food or drink, or it comes in gummies, too. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode podcast with Tina, the founder of Just Thrive. Experience the Just Thrive probiotic difference today and get 20% off. You heard me right, 20% off your first order at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. I love my Just Thrive products. I take them every day. That is justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off with the promo code Stephanie. Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning Simply Safe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive Live Guard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report. 5 years running, join countless listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. One more time, SimplySafe.com/Stephanie.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy. University of Chicago professor Harold Pollack said that the best financial advice for most people would fit on an index card. I'm going to fit his index card into your Work Money Minute. Here we go. Max out your 401k or other employee contribution. Buy inexpensive, well-diversified mutual funds. Never buy or sell an individual security. The person on the other side of the table knows more than you do. Save 20% of your income. Pay your credit card balance in full every month. Maximize tax-advantaged savings vehicles like Roth, SEP, and 529 accounts. Pay attention to fees. Avoid actively managed funds. Make financial advisors commit to the fiduciary standard. And lastly, promote social insurance programs to help folks when things go wrong. That's it. For more tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate?
My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yay! Stephanie Miller Show once again filling the giant hole in yodeling.
Someone needed
in morning radio. That's right. We're here to serve. Steve Marmel, comedian, writer, extraordinaire, producer, you name it, coming up for the hour in just a few minutes. A Republican member of Congress who tried to defend J.D. Vance's admission that he created stories about Haitian immigrants eating pets faced a stern rebuke from a fed-up CNN anchor. Can I just say yay to any anchor that attempts journalism of any kind at
any
this particular point?
Any fed-up anchor?
Yes. Representative Tom Emmer, a Republican of Minnesota, proved unable to convince Kate, I can't say her name, Baldwin. Baldwin, okay. That's a weird spelling, I'm just saying. That Vance...
So is my last name.
The Watt. Colleen Quislav Watt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what Siri thinks. Okay. He proved unable to convince her that Vance was justified in spreading false information if it focused the mainstream media's attention on Biden's immigration policy. Baldwin said there are two colleges that are shut down. They're going remote today because of concerns over the environment it has created around this. No one locally wants this to continue. Seems a problem for you guys. Emmer said the problem is the mainstream media refuses to report what caused this problem. Oh, the fictional problem that J.D. Vance just made up?
Yep.
Okay. The American people need to know. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. By the way, Charlie had retweeted that story. I thought I had heard that. That a couple of geese, that's where this started. Uh-huh. A couple of geese got hit by a car.
And this guy was,
Haitian guy was carrying them.
Yeah, he was carrying the bodies, yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay, Michael in Texas. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, I worked as a Houston fireman down here for 30-some years, and I have worked with these mega types for that long, and I know how they think. Mm-hmm. But they want you to be scared. They want you to be intimidated.
Yep. Yep.
But just like at the cemetery, what Trump did there, and the lady said she was scared to file charges on him. Well, let me tell you why she was scared. Because when you got a weak-ass Justice Department that won't enforce the law, then the citizens have a right to be scared. Merrick Garland, the biggest mistake Biden made was making Merrick Garland, appointing him over to the Justice Department. But let me say this to us liberals, because here's what they tell me. This is what I've been told. Hey, man, you know, you blacks, y'all gay, y'all this, y'all that. Y'all weak, y'all don't have the stomach for violence. This is what I've been told at the fire department. So let me just say this. Let's stop saying we're afraid of these clowns, because we're not.
We're not going back.
Right.
We're not going back.
Right.
Now, that's the thing about, you know, liberals and Democrats. We're kind of impervious to, the fear that the Republicans are selling.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Yeah.
It feels like it's just not, that play is not working.
It's not working with
us.
Because we're the smart ones.
Can I just say we are going to North Carolina to seal the deal? Because we are, we're going to win North Carolina. Just saying. Jennifer Rubin wrote, it's no accident Vice President Kamala Harris's first two rallies after her smashing debate victory were in North Carolina. North Carolina is where felon and former President Trump's political career might end. Sexy liberal will seal the deal, I'm telling you. Happens all the time. North Carolina victory could prove definitive for Harris's campaign because with polls closing at 7:30 Eastern and a law allowing mail-in ballots to be counted before Election Day, thank you, that's the way it should be everywhere, it could be among the first states called. An early evening victory in a state Democrats have not won for 16 years would reverberate throughout the country, potentially depressing GOP turnout in Western states, diminishing the appetite for stunts to refuse certification of results in states such as Arizona and Georgia, which would not be determinative if Harris holds the blue wall and wins North Carolina. Should Harris win North Carolina's 16 electoral votes, Trump's chances of victory diminish greatly. Governor Roy Cooper agrees. He said she knows that we are in play, and she knows that if she wins North Carolina, she is the next president of the United States because Trump has no other pathway. We mentioned this yesterday, Chris. Robinson's Democratic opponent, Josh Stein, the state attorney general. Hi, Josh. We'll be in Durham on Saturday.
Come visit.
If you're around. Has opened up a 10-point lead. If Democrats tie Robinson, a Trump favorite, to Trump, voters might run from both. Yeah, that is, you were saying that yesterday, Chris. This is just one of this right-wing crazy people is just another benefit for Kamala Harris.
See, I'm smart.
Yeah,
I say smart things.
I know things. You know who else does, Steve Marmel?
Does lots of things.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we'll take your phone calls, ask what's grinding your gears, and more of our Text to Win Go for the Green and Gold contest. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, "Oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate." That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.